I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 432. We're bringing music back. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister, and Pandalicious is absent because this is a clip show. We told you about it last week. You probably thought we were joking. We were not. We are, in fact, delivering a clip show because Pandalicious is on vacation, and we thought, what better excuse to create a clip show that we've talked about a few times and have kind of danced around, you'll see where that comes back into play in a hot second, around the topic before, but now we're delivering it. So ask yourself, what does Talking Heads, Puffy Amiyumi, J-Muse, and Little John have in common? Go ahead, scratch your head. Not coming up with anything? Well, we've referenced them and sang various things from their repertoires on various podcasts because we like music. A lot of music. Eclectic music, if you will. So we've gathered together a podcast of epic song proportion. Pretty much any mention and any singing that Panda, I, and we even dug into the archives, guys, and found some things that Magic Mystic Girl even referenced on our shows, and I've put together our reference with the sample of the actual thing that we were referencing, which you'll notice most times, totally not the same thing, because we can't really sing, but we like to do it anyway. So, grab a frosty beverage, guys, and enjoy. We're bringing music back.
More music.
For a second there, that was starting to sound like Jay's song there.
Who?
Jay and Silent Bob. You know the song he sings?
Oh, yeah. From I know which one she's talking about.
Yeah. Well, share.
I don't want to sing it.
That's because you don't really know it then. You're lying.
Oh, it's from the movie.
Which one?
I know the sound it makes, but
it's
I don't
like,
remember any of the words.
It's like $15, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
That
if you
one.
Don't you owe me. That one.
Oh, shit.
You suck. Never seen that?
Wasn't it? Yeah, but doesn't it start out? It starts out like.
I only know that part because at one point the kid's like, give me a nickel bag. And then he's like, you know, that's.
Yeah,
that
no,
part
but
I
it,
know.
It starts out like, drinking beer, smoking blood, drinking beer, something like that. It's like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember
yeah,
now. I remember.
I know that part, yeah.
Fuck, noise, one, two. One, two, three, four, noise, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, rolling baddies, smoking blunts, who smokes the blunts, rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel bag.
$15, little man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, my jungle love, yeah, oh, we. I think I wanna know ya, yeah, what?
What the hell are you singing?
You don't know Jungle Love? That shit is the Mad Notes, written by God herself and handed down to the greatest band in the world, the motherfucking Time!
I mean, the guys in that Prince movie?
Yeah, Purple Rain.
That shit was so gay, fucking 80s style.
Hey! I can never say an unkind word about the Time. Me and Salva modeled our whole fucking lives around Morris Day and Jerome. I'm a smooth pimp who loves the pussy, and Tubby here's my black manservant. What?
What I tell you two about dealing in front of the store? Now drop the kid and peddle your wares someplace else, burn boy. And for the record, the time sucked ass.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
Hey guys, I like taffy.
I'm so glad that you like taffy.
Saltwater taffy? Saltwater taffy or like that wacky taffy from the Willy Wonka people?
No, you gotta shake your Laffy Taffy. Your Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy, that's what it is.
Shake your Laffy Taffy.
I hate that song.
I fucking hate that song.
I hate that song.
It's so ghetto.
I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum, I'm Mr. Chico Stick. I wanna dun-dun-dun, oh, cause you so thick. Girls call me Jolly Rancher, oh, cause I stay so hard. You can suck me for a long time, oh my god.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
I'm gonna take the mic of 1,000 truths, fuck both of you, and I'm gonna pass it to Pandalicious. The Mic of 1,000 Truths, by the way, still looks like the Blades of Chaos because God of War 2 still kicks ass. So, here are the blades. What are you going to do with them, Pandalicious?
Well, I thought that this week, just a tad bit snobbish, so I'm going to don on my smoker's jacket, put on my fez, and turn the Mic of 1,000 Truths, which looks like Chaos Blades, and turn them into a bubble pipe for my amusement.
So Pandalicious is do it with a fez on?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
and we
nice.
Do it proudly all night long.
Okay! Awesome!
Music, more music, more music, more music.
No, it
Who's
took me
chewing?
Like, it took me like. I'm
Who's
not chewing.
Chewing?
Me.
What the fuck are you eating?
Oyster crackers. I'm hungry.
Oyster crackers? I'm hungry. I'm gonna go find some oyster crackers. What's wrong with you?
Well, I have pretzels too.
Oyster crackers.
Me.
Are you supposed to be eating either of those things as far as your stomach goes and, you know, expansion?
Yes.
What's the other thing she's been eating?
Pretzels.
Huh? No, I can eat pretzels. They're the little ones. Not the big ones. It's the little ones. And oyster crackers. I can eat crackers.
I'm eating yogurt-covered raisins and peanuts.
Yummy.
Sweet and salty.
Alright, I'm gonna start the show because if I
but
don't, we
I've the ratio to yogurt covered raisins to peanuts is getting smaller and smaller.
Panda, stop chewing.
Because I keep picking the raisins and eating them.
That's so not fair, she gets to eat.
I can't hear her chewing. I can hear you chewing.
Yeah, you're like
chewing on the recording equal bad.
So does Echo. Somebody's echoing.
Yeah. That would be Panda.
Probably.
Yeah. Now she's sniffling.
Both of us.
But they're so good.
Yeah, well, you can eat them when we're done. Oh, I mean it.
You can have octopus-shaped...
Hot dogs,
crackers, and pretzels.
Well, what you can do is you can take your octopus-shaped hot dogs, right? Put the oyster crackers underneath it so that the hot dog looks like it's, you know, sitting on some rock or something at the bottom of the ocean. Okay. Stop fucking eating!
She's not making a diorama, though. She's just... never mind.
I'm done. I'm sorry. It was my last one. That was my last one. All right.
I'm going to sharpen a pencil. Give me a sec.
Motherfucker.
Oh, she's going to sharpen a pencil. I'm going to eat one more.
Son of a bitch.
Damn it. Pencil sharpener's out of batteries. This is going to take a while.
Yes, more oyster crackers for me.
Oh my god. Talk to the hot dog. It can be so nice. Happy, happy bunny. Happy, happy bunny.
Maybe I shouldn't have picked a new pencil to sharpen.
Now we're having a party time. Each knee. It's me, son, she. Talk to the hot dog. He can't leave your mind. He's a frisky beery that is so delicious. Hoppy, hoppy bunny, hoppy, hoppy bunny. Grandma, go to Hawaii. Go, go, sexy raptor. Go, go, pretty sunshine. I just got this razzy t-shirt. He's a safe. I'm too drunk to laugh. Can't be safe. Are we stupid? Are we stupid? Peace!
More music.
Okay. Andre McKenzie, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay.
I can hear you perfectly, and I can hear Andre perfectly.
Okay. I can hear you perfectly, and I can hear Andre perfectly. And right now, what's the only thing that's not in the chat?
One of these things is not like the others. One of these things just doesn't belong. One of these things is not like the others. Can you find it by the end of this song?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Panda.
Why not?
One of these things is not like the others. Which one is different? Do you know? Can you tell which thing is not like the others? I'll tell you if it is so.
More music.
Hey, Shell, guess what?
What?
Did you hear about my news about Mary Korf?
No.
They called me and they want me to open a commencement speech for their graduation this year.
Ooh.
So I have to, A, write a speech. B,
oh,
practice
yeah, like
speech.
That's so hard for you.
You just go, speeches. Go you Google Baz Luhrmann. Well. Go Google Baz Luhrmann. Everyone will love you. Everyone.
Do I even want to know?
He's the guy that does the sunscreen song. If I have one tip of advice for the future, it would be this. Wear sunscreen. The scientific benefits of sunscreen have been proven, whereas the rest of my advice comes from my own meandering experience. That one.
I've never heard that.
Because I haven't listened to that
You've heard it. It's set to music. It's this dude's speech. Yeah, you've heard it, because it was everywhere in the freaking...
Yeah, it was only a few years ago.
Yeah.
No, that's not true, because it was back when I was
in the 90s.
High school. Yeah, so it was 90s, okay. Late 90s.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Seriously, go look up Baz Luhrmann, and you'll recognize the song.
Yeah, just...
Okay, I'll do it later.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience.
More music.
Got it in from Gamefly. I ripped that sucker open like I was a babe on Christmas morn, and I was ready to play. Yeah. I put the game in, and immediately the first thing I noticed was, oh, this is going to be very cartoony, because right from the get-go, the screen literally looks like the Teen Titans logo.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
I love Teen Titans,
but I can't imagine them doing a snowboarding game.
Yeah, well, imagine Teen Titans snowboarding.
Teen Titans snowboarding.
Because there's, like,
probably,
different...
You know, just considering the way gaming has been going, it probably exists. They've
it's coming.
When there's trouble, you know.
music, more music, more music, more music.
Well, I've only really gotten to the PlayStation, the police station, and I chose to go into the police station rather than fight him, and he came in through the window later.
Yeah,
and I think they always
come in through the window.
Yeah, seriously, we need to stop making buildings with windows.
But
need to plan for the zombie infestation. No windows in this building.
So wait, and that's
actually no, that's not true. He didn't come through a window. He came through the wall, I think.
Through the window,
big
to the
fat
wall.
Ass, so.
More music.
So what you gotta do in order to get the ticket to be able to make the bitch dance for you is you have to drop $3,000, at least, be betting it,
that's expensive,
in the casino on a slot machine, okay? And you have to do a specific slot machine. You have to get a jackpot on it, betting $3,000 a pull. You gotta get 9 of those before you can get the ticket, before you can get the bitch to do the pole dance.
Sorry, no bitch is worth that kind of money.
No, really.
I don't know about you, but that's an expensive motherfucking pole dance.
I was gonna say that somebody.
Know what you were gonna do it, and I was waiting for you to do it so I could like cyber.
Can a guy get a table dance? Shake it up, woo! Shake that thing.
More music.
Check them out, velocitymicro.com, all one word, and tell them that the bitches at Electric Sisterhood sent you so that they can be like, oh, I remember those bitches. Yeah, they're bringing us money. Because, you know, bitch gotta have that money.
Gotta get that paper, doll. Gotta get
where's
that paper.
Where's my money, bitch?
Doll.
Yep.
It's whoop in the mail.
Whoop that trick. Get him. Whoop that trick. Yeah, I watched Hustle and Flow like the other night.
I haven't seen it at all.
Oh, my God, you gotta see it.
I know it's hard out there for a panda.
It is hard out there for a panda, Alicious.
More music.
There's just some rock that is not in this game that I'm really surprised isn't in this game. I mean,
like what?
Where's the stuff by The Who? Like any of the songs by The Who. If they couldn't get a clearance for Stairway, where's the Def Leppard? Where is,
you know what? I want Photograph. I want Photograph to be.
Oh, come on. Nickelback is not rock.
No. There's a song by Def Leppard called Photograph.
Oh, okay.
All right. Photograph!
what I'm feeling. Kind of like that, but I'm not saying the right lyrics. But it's awesome. I love that song.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Nickelback. I was like, oh, come on.
No, Def Leppard.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. I'm with you then.
Music, more music, more music, more music.
You sound so sick.
I know. And my voice keeps cracking. I almost seriously started to go, when it's time to change, then it's time to change.
To winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything.
It's even true for voices when boys begin to grow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's
time to change.
Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are into what you're gonna be.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
Wait, oh wait, I forgot. I have to find my cell phone really quick. It's underneath one of my covers because I put it on ring. I don't think anyone wants to hear the ring on it. Because Mom was getting mad that I wasn't answering my phone. It's the give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. From that Timbaland song.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't remember where my phone is. I know it's in my bed. Oh, there it is. I found it.
Talk on love. Love my ass and my abs in the video. I'm promiscuous. My style is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
More music.
And then,
hey.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'll let you finish, and then I'll ask you a question.
Thanks. Then we also have the Department of the Inquisition, so they do try to carry over.
Inquisition.
Yeah, here what a go. Show. The Inquisition. Here we go.
We're on okay. A mission.
No, we're not on a mission. We'll stop there.
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, Sin.
We have a mission to convert the Jews. We're gonna teach them
wrong from right.
We're gonna help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes. Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact. You're ignoring
it.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh, you're gewalt.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Oh, boy. The Inquisition. What joy. The Inquisition.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
I got volumes 1 and 2 of the manga put up by Tokyopop.
Thank you, Tokyopop. We love you.
We totally, totally heart you, Tokyopop. Makers of fine manga volumes. Tokyopop.
Next time you're in town, I'll take you out.
I'll even buy your dinner. Manga cherry with us. See, that should totally be their catchphrase. That would be an awesome catchphrase. Pop your manga cherry with us.
It's like we'll be gentle and we'll nurture you in only the way Tokyopop can.
We'll love you in the morning.
I'll still love you in the morning. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so moving on. I'm so glad that you sang it and I didn't have to.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
The sun come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
Music, more music, more music, more music.
I think I'm going to take my toast and I'm going to get one of those Hello Kitty toasters that puts the face of Hello Kitty on the toast. And then I'm going to take peanut butter and jelly and I'm going to fill in the Hello Kitty face with
peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, my God. I should have kept the peanut butter and jelly to myself.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly. A peanut butter jelly. A peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? There you go.
More music.
When I was at an E3, I was in a room full of really hardcore gamers, and there was like two other chicks in the room with me. Yeah. And in order to get to see the early demos and try them hands-on for Microsoft online stuff, they were like, okay, we'll only let you play them if you sing the Viva Pinata theme song. And it was so funny to me to watch all these like hardcore 30-something and 40-something-year-old journalists and gamers break into Viva Pinata, filled with fun, so much fun. And I was just like, oh, my God. And they knew the whole song. Like, I only knew the first couple of lines, and I was like, dee, 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 because I know the melody. They're singing the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Yeah.
If a song is catchy, people will hit on.
Viva Pinata, filled with fun.
Filled with fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to picturesque Pinata Island. In its many gardens, all manner of pinatas live, dance, and dream that one day they will be chosen to entertain at a party as only pinatas can. Well, most pinatas, that is.
Oh, fudge!
Shake it, shake it, shake it, like a party animal. Break it, break it, break it, like a party animal. Shake it, shake it, shake it, like a party animal. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it,
break it.
Filled with fun.
Filled with fun.
More music.
Oh, Rochelle.
What?
Do you have, like, a piece of paper near you? Because there's something you definitely have to watch.
Okay.
All right. You need to go onto YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And look for a keyword, either Samwell, S, as in Stuart,
mm-hmm.
A, M, well, as in, like, the well that you would want to throw me into.
Uh-huh.
Kill me.
Right.
And you want to try to find a song called What in the Butt.
What in the butt?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You
oh,
have
God.
To, you have to watch this because I have to know your reaction. Someone in the guild linked it to me and they're like, dude, you should check this out. And I'm like, okay, sure, because I was bored. I watched it and then they're like, so what do you think? And I'm like, on vent, and I'm like, I feel like I have been assaulted sexually.
Oh, my God.
Like, I should, you know, file a restraining order. And I feel like I should shower.
Oh. Okay.
And then I did, in fact, take a shower.
Well, that's good.
So, but...
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah.
I said what in the butt. 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 You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay. It's okay. If you have a little fright, don't you worry, I won't bite.
Not that hard.
If you want it, I'll give you power. Just be gentle, I'm delicate like a flower.
More music.
I'm going to have to write them a love note.
Yeah. Be like, how
Foxy
do I love
Micro,
you?
Do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. Check one.
Yeah.
You Will go. You go to prom with me?
Will you go to prom with me? And dance. I wonder if that chick got a date to prom.
Oh my God, I knew you guys were going
to
do this.
I still wonder if that chick ever got a date for prom, because that was the best way to get asked out.
Oh my God. I would have gone to prom with her if she'd asked me like that. And I don't even swing like that.
Will you go to prom with me?
And dance.
Will you go to prom with me?
And dance.
This is Ruby Brothers and your favorite ice cream! And I'm just such a dream! That's that! Will you go to prom with me?
And dance!
Go to prom with me!
And dance!
More music.
And the gay lover thing in Fable was really difficult to pull off. Like, there was, like, one guy in each town, and you, like, really, really had to go above and beyond. Like, most chicks, you only had to give them, like, a semi-precious stone or two and some flowers and chocolates, and they'd be like, ooh, yeah, let's get married. And you'd be like, okay, here's a cheap ring. And they'd be like, oh, okay. And then you get them to the house and be like, hey, how you doing?
But then we're a little trickier.
Yeah, and then you had to, like, constantly tell them how much they look nice and do nice things for them and then give them a whole lot of jewels if you found the one guy. Because there are some guys that you could be, like, nice to half the way through, and then when you're getting close to you think that you were going to, you know, get your gay love on, they were like, oh, you're sweet and all, but
I don't really do that with guys. And then they'd run away.
And then you kill them.
Yeah, and you would kill them and be like, oh, you motherfucker. Tainted love. At least that's how I did it. That was playing in my head.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart.
More music.
That's how they're going to expand the Guitar Hero franchise next. They're just going to start making...
Well, shit, I'd buy into
games
it.
...that are all for, the, like, a single band.
Okay, well, the thing is, if they were smart, they would already be jumping on it, because can you imagine a Spinal Tap Special Edition?
Oh my god.
Okay, so not only would you get my dollar, but all the people who are, like, Spinal Tap fanatics?
Yeah.
Okay? Because I would love to play Big Bottom on my thing.
Yeah.
Big Bottom going out of my mind. How can I leave this behind? Fuck, I would play that all damn day. I would. The first song that I 5-starred on Medium was Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight.
That's awesome.
Big Bottom. More music.
Crispy. I tell you motherfuckers that are so crisp. I hate that song.
Stop singing it.
I know, but it's stuck in my head.
Oh, I hate that. How is it, here's a question for you, how is it that every song you hate, you know every fucking word of it?
That, because it, the reason why you hate it is because you know every fucking word to it, because it's so catchy.
Ugh.
Of a jingle. Because
you wouldn't hate it if it wasn't edgy.
In your brain.
You'd feel ambivalent about it.
I have the Beefaroni song, like, emblazoned in my brain. I can't get it out.
Beefaroni? Oh my god. You know what popped into my head the other day? This trumps anything that has ever popped into your head. The Lonely Goat Herd from The Sound of Music.
Yeah,
popped
you
into my head
because
and got stuck.
The weirdest thing I have, you remember the little wagon wheel of cheese commercial?
No.
Baby
Bell?
Yeah, no. A hanker for a hunka. A slab a slice of chunka. A hanker for a hunka cheese. Yahoo!
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
my God. That popped into my head the other day, and I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
But, like, every day I get Psycho Killer stuck in my head.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not
Psycho
a bad thing.
Killer. Kiss Kiss Day, it's like every day.
Well, I just like the way that thing opens. Like, sometimes I'll walk to work and I find that I'm walking to that place. Having the talking head stuck in your brain, not bad. Having the stupid Chuck Wheel Cheese thing, where sometimes if you bring it up and people are like, what the fuck? You know, you get that look of they're like, there's something wrong with you.
Psycho Killer, Kiss Kiss Day.
More music.
Then they take the characters who are always dressed in something, you know, usually past, some, like the robes and things, and then they put them in modern day clothing, and
it's the hottest
it somehow spread. Like multiplies hotness by like 50 bazillion times.
So you're saying that if you saw Hiro Yui in like
I like it when they're in the white shirts and the chains. Or when they're laying down on their back and they have their hands up to the sky. I'm like, oh my god, I want
you all
right now.
Excuse me, I was about
to
say something that was probably going to make Panda cream her pants.
Yeah, it was about Hiro Yui. I heard that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, so if Hiro Yui you saw in, like, a wife beater and some Lolo jeans with, like,
street fashion. If he showed up in, like, street fashion, I would. Yes, it would be awesome.
I don't know if I would cream over Hiro in a wife beater and, like, lower pants.
Because he wears that green wife beater for the whole series anyways.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've seen Hiro in a business suit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's something really, really hot about
that. Oh, my God.
There's something hot about a dressed man. It's true. You put a dude in a suit and you clean him up and you're like, holy shit.
Like, yeah, oh my really. God. Wow.
Anime or
guys
real.
Guys out there, this is the secret to a woman's heart.
This is the secret to a woman's pants.
Yeah, actually, the second I said that, I was like, not so much.
No, not the heart, to the pants. To pull yourself together and look like you give a fuck about yourself. And you'll probably get in the underwear.
And pay for her meal the night that you do it.
Oh, yes. Don't bitch about it. Just pay for the fucking meal.
She'll drop trowel faster than my dress on prom night. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Would that be the prom dress that you then lent me a few years later?
Yeah, did you check it for you?
Yeah, did you wash that before I borrowed it?
You still have it, bitch.
Yeah, I know.
I want it back.
I'll give it back eventually.
I hope so.
Ladies.
Every girl crazy about it, shut as me. About a shot this man.
More music.
So I'm turning them
for a sandwich. She was talking
shades.
About how she was.
And the way that the shades are going to work is that on my left eye, it's going to be a long green rectangle, and on my right side, it's going to be a giant red circle. They're trippy glasses. And you want to know why they're glasses?
I'm afraid to ask.
Because you want to be Elton John.
No. Tell me closer, tiny dancer. No. No. But
I'm impressed that you know that song.
Shut up.
Who doesn't know Tiny Dancer?
I know. Amazed. I love that. Or a candle in... Never mind. Anyway. Yes, I know my Elton John.
smile. You marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancing in my hand. I've forgotten, turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes a stand in the auditorium.
Do the podcast next week. If we have a disconnection,
we know it's
a bad connection.
Yeah, because it's not me, because my MacBook is all like,
what?
Sexify.
Alright.
Bringing sexy back. Yeah.
Those other laptops don't know how to act.
Yeah. They all got Vista, and that's really whack.
Yeah. I'll out my mouth and then go back. What? I'm going to the browser. Safari, you are the only browser that I see.
Wow, that's pretty sad that we came up with that just randomly.
Oh, that's funniness. Okay. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. And motherfuckers don't know how to act. Yeah. Don't let me make up for the things you lack. Yeah. Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it past. Yeah. Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm a slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the mat.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Working with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those lips.
Go ahead.
More music.
What I'd really like to see at this point, and I was actually talking with somebody, is kind of like a parody guitar rock game. Like, a Guitar Hero game with like all the songs that you hate to love that are, like, funny.
The final countdown!
Exactly. Like, the worst songs that you could possibly, like, have to play. The anti, like, serious rock stuff. Like, I would like that techno version of the Sesame Street theme. That would be awesome as a song to play. Or, oh, hell.
The nerd song from Revenge of the Nerds.
Well, yeah, the nerd song. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That would kind of flippin' rock to play.
That'd be really cool.
That would be funny as shit.
More music.
If it's a high building, and you're climbing it, they'll actually grab rocks and throw rocks at you to try and knock you off to bring you back to the ground.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I found out the hard way. I'm like, I'll just hang up here and you can't get me. And I'm like,
Bad boys. What
I know,
you gonna
it's really
do?
Bad. And then they hit me with a rock and I'll tell you yourself. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Did they just throw a rock at me?
Let the fucking popo are throwing rocks at me? I don't think so.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give you no break. Police now give you no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your eyes you now give you no breaks. Hey, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?
More music.
One more time, you're a little digital.
Getting digital. I wanna get digital. Okay. Don't you dare put that in a clip show.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
What's going to be the best TV to get for my buck, and the best cables to get for my buck, and how should I do my cable management, and where should I devote this part of my budget to? Should I spend more money on this or more money on that? You know,
should I stay or should I go?
Well, now.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
More music, more music, more music, more music.
And I liked how they used, I loved the opening song, which I can't remember it now, but
that's
the name.
How much you loved it.
Actually, I think it's like something with, it's got gorgeous in the title.
Lonely and Gorgeous by Taylor.
Yes, Lonely and Gorgeous. I mean, come on.
And like, it's Franz Ferdinand to for the
I
end.
I know, at the end. Do you wanna? Like, come on. Like, Franz Ferdinand. Come on. I loved it. I seriously loved it. And
More music.
Find out if you like them, and if you do, then go back to the website. Look yourself
and let us know.
System.
Send us a picture with you and your new love machine.
It's just a love machine. And it won't load up for anybody but you. Yeah, because it's got a fingerprint reader.
That's fucking awesome, Velocity,
so like
my
this.
Bro.
More music.
I don't care if there are little bugs in a game. I mean, we're in the age that you can do downloadable content now to fix or address those things and patch your console just like you would patch a PC title.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about those. What I'm worried about is when you're in a kind of precarious situation that I think Nintendo's in right now, very similar to the one that Sony's in, and that they don't have their killer app yet. Like, the Wii in itself is supposed to be the killer app for Nintendo.
Well, the fact that they were revolutionizing in the whole actual movement.
Right, movement. The whole, you know,
getting the movement body, movement.
The movement, right.
They like the movement. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I wish you had seen that. We should do video.
I couldn't help it. That just, it felt right.
They like the
movement.
Oh my god.
I like to move it. I like to move it. You like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. You like to move it.
More music.
Lately, I've found myself really being drawn to classic movies. A lot of film
black noir and white.
And black and whites, and you know, movies with Garbo in them, and Yul Brynner, and you know, Hitchcock stuff, and really going back and taking a look at, you know, seeing how movie production and talent and, you know, just even the plot and focus of movies have just changed from the beginning all the way
back in time.
Yes.
I just eating.
It's okay.
Please don't die.
More music.
The whole reason why he bought a VCR in the 90s was so that he could record Bonanza when it came on in the middle of the afternoon. That
Bonanza.
Aren't there actually lyrics to that song?
I'm sure there are. Just like there are lyrics to the Star Trek theme, but nobody really should.
Yeah, do. I get it.
No, that's Star Wars.
Oh, oopsies. It has stars in the title.
Okay, your geekness just went down by -5.
Oh,
and I'm being nice, because there are other geeks out there who just would be like, you have no geekness left now.
The geekness is weak in this one
today.
Thank you.
music, more music, more music, more music.
All right, let's do this thing, shall we, ladies?
Yes.
You burp first.
Belch.
There.
Start belching, guys.
Okay.
Oh, that was just...
Okay.
That was beautiful!
You're beautiful! Oh.
That is such a depressing music video.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful, no matter what.
More music.
Because you fucking rock, I'm gonna send you some candy too.
Yay, double candy day.
See, I'm just crazy like that. Okay, not only that, you know what? I'm gonna throw in somebody.
A pony?
No, not a pony. Are
you puppies?
A puppy!
No, I'm not giving away any animals, but I'm gonna give away.
Goldfish aren't real animals.
Yes, they are.
Let's send her a pet rock.
No. I'm gonna send I'm going to send a pet.
Chia pet? A chia pet. No.
I'm not sending a chia pet. I'm gonna
I can't believe we just had the same thought on that one.
I'm very, very scared right now.
Not only are we high, we're psychically connected.
I'm
chia
scared.
Pet Naruto. Believe it.
There's a new pet.
Chia.
Chia pet. The pottery that grows. It's fun and easy. Soak your chia. Spread the seeds. Keep it watered and watch it grow. And now grow a whole collection of fun with Chia teddy bears. Puppies, kittens, rams, bulls. There's even a Chia tree to keep your pets company. Chia Pets and Trees, the pottery that grows.
The Chia Pet and Chia Tree are available at Kmart, Rite Aid, Ames, and Woolworth. Makes a great gift.
More music.
Dun, 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 dun. We need to get some of the music. Can we have some of the music on the show?
No, it's probably copyrighted, especially considering the movie just came out.
Oh, that sucks. Because that'd be great.
We could sing it. I'm pretty sure they can't sue us if we sing it ourselves.
Oh, especially if we go, do, 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 do,
do, do. We should do it in kazoos if we had kazoos.
Do, 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 do. And do, 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 do.
We totally divert. We're singing totally different songs.
I think that some people were not as familiar with how the song goes.
They saw the movie the other day. I'm pretty sure I didn't screw that up.
No, she's talking about me.
Yeah.
The only reason why I remember Indiana Jones movies
apparently I'm wicked defensive.
Yeah.
Is because of freaking Harrison Ford, man.
Harrison Ford is hot.
More music.
While you're there, listen to some episodes of some other shows like Evil Avatar, Fantastic Forum, All Games Interactive, or Super Happy Fun Time Show. Oh, wow, I'm surprised you didn't do it.
Nice Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. I was like, dead air.
Dead air.
I knew you were going to do that.
Lordy, do we sing too much? We sing too much. We are way too nerdy about our music and our repertoires and kind of hipster, though we try not to admit it, but we are. So I hope that you enjoyed our little podcast. I want to make sure that you check out all of our other podcasts, which in fact are not clip shows. though it feels like it sometimes, by visiting our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can check out all of our indie stuff as well as event coverage and get past episodes of the podcast, all 431 of them, as you like. You can also check out all of our written reviews over at egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. The entire team writes over there, so you can check out various things that we are talking about, AAA stuff, just crazy nerdery. It's all there. And I can't urge you enough to check out the stuff that the entire crew is putting together, because ESH is not just Panda and myself. No, 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 no. You can check out all the stuff that our homeboy KBD is doing over at b3crew.com. If it's indie, trust us, KBD's talking about it. Music, K-pop, J-pop, theater, movies, TV, sports, all of that stuff. KBD's got it covered. So make sure that you check out what he and the rest of the crew over at b3crew.com is putting together. New podcast episodes go out on Tuesday. Subscribe, you can get it in your iTunes. All that beautiful stuff. You can also check out, if you need beats for your feet, if you're putting together the perfect workout playlist, then you definitely need to go to geekagro.com. Our homeboy Deuce as well is putting together some really, really fun playlists regularly. So trap, EDM, up-tempo, the to get you through the day is at geekagro.com. And if you've got issues, he's got issues. Y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy Issues Program. You can call in live. Check out his TV show recap videos. They are fantastic. Be a part of all the randomness that is the Issues Guy over at issuesprogram.com. You will not be disappointed. And soon to come to the network, the Structure Network, bringing their Let's Play videos, articles, reviews, previews. It's just so nerdy. Comics, music, everything coming together. The Structure Network, part of the ESH Family Publications. It's going down. Make sure that you check it out. Grab our podcast in iTunes, either on the desktop application or via the podcast app on your iOS device by searching for the S-Cast and clicking subscribe. You can also find us in Stitcher Radio. You'll also find our podcast over at vognetwork.com, as well as some additional great, nerdy, awesome, geeky podcasts. Highly recommend. So make sure that you're getting all your nerd needs taken care of by checking out our network and our affiliates. Trust me when I say your week will get plus five awesomeness. So with that, I have nobody to turn to say what shit are you digging this week. So the shit that I'm digging this week is having a co-host, so I don't have to do these clip show things by myself. So with that, I'm Ninja Sista, and until next week, guys, I'm out.